Now, at the City of Sydney Council meeting this Monday night, Councillor Professor Karen Phelps called upon councillors to support the state heritage listing of the iconic Metro Cinema in King's Cross. The building has a great story. It is a design masterpiece, housed one of Sydney's most popular early cinemas in the 1950s, and was home of Australian stalwarts for the performance industry. Just last year, we saw developers breaching local heritage listings in Potts Point because the penalties are so minor. It was just a $6,000 fine for the demolition of a facade. Now, Councillor Phelps is concerned for the preservation of this architectural and cultural icon and hopes to eliminate its destruction by getting a heritage listing. Karen joins us on the line this morning to find out a bit more. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jess.
Now, why is this building so important to Sydney's history, in your opinion?
The Metro Cinema building in King's Cross is very popular with the local residents. It's one that a lot of people have spoken to me about and said, is there something we can do to make sure that this building is retained and not demolished and turned into a residential tower? And it has great character. And, you know, this is demonstrated by the fact that we had a letter of support at Council by the Art Deco and Modernism Society of Australia, saying that in terms of architecture, it is a great example of the Art Deco style, both externally and certain elements internally, and also because of the building's cultural history. I mean, it was the place where the musical Hair ran, produced by Harry Miller, or promoted by Harry Miller back in the 1960s. It ran for 2 years. And also the Kennedy Miller Company acquired the theatre and used it as a studio for production of movies like Mad Max and Babe and Happy Feet. So the building has a great history, and it also has great architectural merit.
Are there any immediate threats to the building? Is there someone wanting to knock it down and put up residential buildings, or is this just safeguarding the future of the building?
Well, the building has been up for sale, and we believe it has been sold. There are many people who would like for City of Sydney Council to have acquired the building and retained it for a theatre or entertainment precinct, but that didn't happen. And so knowing that the building was being sold, I think it's really important that the future of the building is preserved and maintained for the local community and also for the broader New South Wales community.
Absolutely. What's the process of getting something heritage listed? Is it a difficult process?
Well, the City of Sydney is not responsible for a state listing. It is locally listed as a heritage item, but there is a greater protection if it has a listing on the state heritage register. So what happens is that the council engages an expert consultant, and they'll conduct an investigation of the site and merit what the merits of the building are on the New South Wales Heritage Register. The whole process could take 6 to 12 months, and councillors will have a look at the appraisal once it's complete, and then the CEO will undertake the process of application for assessment with the New South Wales Heritage Council. And there's another building just around the corner in Darlinghurst Road, which is currently undergoing a similar process to look at the heritage significance of that existing architecture. So it's not a process that's undertaken commonly, but it is one that I think is very important for certain buildings that preserve and record our history.
Absolutely. Now, if we know that the building has been sold and we're not sure to whom, and this process could take up to 6 to 12 months, is there anything that can safeguard the building in that interim period? Is there anything that can stop development in that respect?
There is a local heritage order, and the council has processes which would preserve demolition, or would preserve characteristics of the building. But the fact that it has a local heritage listing may not be sufficient to preserve interior and exterior elements of the building. But the council is currently undertaking a review of the development control plans, which shape the landscape of each local community and the city at large. So it's important that locals also have their say in that process. I think that there's now a focus on this building, a focus on it as an element of the heritage of the King's Cross area. And so I think it's very unlikely that anything will happen to the building with this level of protection that's currently there and proposed.
Do you think that we need to increase the protection that we give to heritage listed buildings? Because as we saw last year, developers breached a local heritage listing in Potts Point and they were only fined $6,000, which in the grand scheme of things doesn't seem like a lot of money.
I complained bitterly about that particular fine that was applied. They said it was a minor breach. And the developers are going to have to rebuild the facade that was demolished. Look, you can't. I think that there should be more attention paid to retaining historical elements, and that's why I brought this motion to council about the Metro Cinema, because it is such a beautiful building. And anybody goes around to King's Cross and has a look at the Metro Cinema building, they will see that it's a real gem.
It is indeed, and it's such a huge part of our city, a huge part of the city's identity and culture and history. So it would be a great shame, in my opinion, to lose it. Karen, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
That was City of Sydney Councillor Karen Phelps there chatting about some plans to save the Metro Theatre from any potential development in the future by getting it a state heritage listing. I will pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you would like to find out more. Right now, it is 8 minutes to 8 a.m.